and should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law. And I was thinking, you know, that's kind of a golden rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, are we doing that in our daily lives towards people that we don't really like, or that we might look down upon because they might, you know, we think them as maybe a little less? You know, if you see somebody going through a hard time and you're like, yeah, well, he probably shouldn't have done that, or he probably, you know, shouldn't have done that. You know, he did this. And so now, you know, you reap what you sow, and that's all true. But imagine what we could do to that person by just showing him love and praying for him and doing, if we were in that situation, doing to them what we would want them have do to us. Like, for, you know, a lot of examples I could give, but if someone's struggling, pray for them. It doesn't hurt anything to pray for them. And if you know, I don't know how many of you ever walked into a gas station or a convenience store or anything, and the person behind the register, they look sad and stuff, and you walk up to them with a smile, and you're like, hey, how's your day going today? You know, how are you doing? And talk to them a little bit, and they light up. And how many people are going through the day? They're having a bad day. Something happened. You don't know what happened in their, you know, their mom might have just got diagnosed with cancer. Their kid might have been diagnosed with leukemia. You know, their third cousin that they never see might have died or something. And, you know, to kick somebody when they're down is just probably one of the lowest things a person can do. And I was listening to a song by Glenn Campbell. It says, try a little kindness. I don't know if you ever heard the song, but, you know, if you see somebody going astray, you know, just stop and say, like, howdy or whatever, you know, as a good Samaritan, all that. But there's a lot of different things that you can do. And just, you know, try to always remember that someday you could be in that position. And what would you want people to help you with or do whatever? And then another one, in Ephesians 4:32, it says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And that's, you know, a lot of times that little verses like that get overlooked. And that is a powerful verse to me, because, you know, if you really stop and look at your life, might have been from 20 years ago, you know, what has Christ forgiven you? What have you done against Christ and he forgave you? And I believe a person that has experienced the forgiveness of God, because we're all not perfect and we all make mistakes. There's nobody perfect in here except Christ, and I believe he's here with us. But if we would all look at things we have done against him, and there's a whole list in the Bible that we can do against God, and he forgave us for that. And here, what if somebody, you know, doesn't like us and just kind of doesn't even really do anything against us, and then all of a sudden we hold a grudge and we let that steal our happiness and stuff? And that's not what God intended for us to do. And in Galatians 5, I'll get to that later, it's a whole list of things to do. But and then Galatians 6:2, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And it all ties in, you know, how much help could we be to someone by bearing their burdens? You know, you see somebody struggling, like, hey, you know, how can I help you and stuff? And it's all in giving, you know, service to other people. And then again, I believe once you experience that forgiveness of God, what he actually forgave you, it's much easier to forgive a little bit that somebody else did toward us. And then 1 Thessalonians 5:11, wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. So there again, pray for people. If somebody's not doing something that you like, pray for them. You know, and if you do something, and it goes back to, you know, having other do for other people what you would have them do unto you. If you do something, make a mistake, you happen to snap, would you want that other person to just forgive you and pray for you? Or would you want him to go tell everybody what you did? You know, and I personally make a lot of mistakes, and the people very close to me know that. And I want them to either come to me, tell me, you know, and we can talk it out or whatever, not go broadcast it to the world. Oh, you know, this is what he did. So therefore, I want to look, if somebody does something towards me, I want to make sure I'm not spreading, going out and, you know, because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, kill, and steal. And I believe just even if it's not false information, if you go try to put somebody down or gossip or you know, hey, he did this, you know, you're destroying that person's demeanor or whatever. But there's a lot in there that we could talk about. And another one in Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. And it just, there's a list goes on and on. And then in 1 Peter 3:8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for of another, love as brethren, be pitiful and or pitiful and courageous. And I mean, a lot of these, they're very self-explanatory, and I don't, you know, have to go into a lot. But, you know, there's a lot of bad things that happen today in the world. And as a church, as Christian people, this should be a place where we can come and get energized, not knocked down. And there's other places in the Bible, you know, it's lifting people up gives a person joy, you know, if it just does. And then also, that's looking up a little bit about, you know, God. It talks about loving others as God has loved us. And in John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's, you know, that's a pretty big love. And then, you know, from there, there's references you could go into, well, what is believing in him? What is, you know, all that. But then again in Romans 5:8, it says, but God commanded his love toward us, that in, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. So before, I believe God knows everything, but while we were still sinners, while we were still offending him, he died for us. You know, why, like, if people, while somebody is still offending you, forgive them and love them, even if they are still offending you. And this, then in, I'm going to actually go to Galatians 5 and read part through that, if it'll load. Galatians 5. I'm not going to read the first part. I am going to start, I think, in verse 17. Or, no, probably verse 15 or 14. Galatians 5, verse 14, it says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed of one another. So I guess there we might have some friendly, and we can bite a little bit to just not totally eat them, maybe. But then it goes on to say, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, that one be And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. And this goes into a little bit different subject, but I like the rest of this chapter, so I'm going to continue reading on. And but it you know, it's talking now about the law. Obviously, in the Old Testament, they were under the law; they had to do certain things to be right and all that. But if you are led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law, because if you are led by the Spirit, He will lead you. And can't remember where it is, but it says I can't remember, but it basically says that I blank where, but it's about something about walking in the Spirit. And I recommend everybody studying up on that, and because there's something in there, because we definitely we somewhere in the Bible it says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against spiritual realms, the principalities and the darkness of this world. But verse 19, it says, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, and heresies. And you know, in there, yeah, the first part, you know, the adulterous fornication, you know, that those are a lot of the times things, you know, we just call them about the stuff of the flesh real quick. You know, yeah, those are simple. But then it goes on to wrath, anger, hatred, whether it be a little bit or a lot, it's still hatred, and strife, and heresies, and all that stuff. That's part of the flesh. Envying, murderous, drunkenness, revelings, and such the like, and of which I will tell you, and which I tell you before, as I have told you in the past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And it reminded me of, I can't remember where it was, somewhere on Facebook, I had seen there was a conversation. This guy thought, or was saying, that if you are saved, you can then choose whether you want to walk in the flesh or walk in the Spirit. But here it says, if you walk in the Spirit, you shall not do the things of the flesh. And then it mentions the things of the flesh, which strife, wrath, envying. Do we envy what someone else has? That's a conversation where it goes between maybe a motivation into envying at some point, you know. But those things are spirits of, or the fruits of the flesh. And it says, if you do those things, ye shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's pretty plain to me. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. How many times do we not have long-suffering with a brother or a sister or somebody, or, you know, or how many times are we not the gentleness? You know, those are the things, meekness, temperance, and against there such is no law. There's no law against peace, joy, long-suffering, gentleness. And that's why you're not under the law if you follow and if you walk in the Spirit, because that is what we're called to do. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And then the last verse, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. And that kind of wraps up that chapter. And there was another couple verses, I think that was in, that I wanted to read. I think it was in 1 John. Let me see. Or was it? I think it was. I think it was 1 John 4. Let me see. Yeah, verse 20. Or if we back up maybe to verse 16. All right, let's back up to a little bit more. Actually, I'm going to start at 14. And if we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love of God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Wherein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God also loveth his brother. And that's about all I have for today. I have a couple things that I want to, I was going through my Bible app, and I seen, which went over the bookmarks that I have bookmarked verses, and I actually forgot that I had bookmarked some of these, and I was like, well, I'm going to just read a couple of these off because I like them. Well, the one I just read, it was 1 John 4:21, about the commandment that we have from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. And then John 16:33 says, These things I have spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. And that's that, you know, that ties into another subject, but, you know, there is actually, even with everything going on, you can have peace because he has overcome the world. Another one I like is 2 Corinthians 9:6. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. So there again, you know, sowing and reaping. And I believe sowing, you know, good seeds, loving a brother, helping him when he's down, you know, that goes a long way. And yeah, there's a bunch. Another one, Luke 6:35. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great, and ye shall be in the children of the highest. For he is kind. And but yeah, there's just a, you know, I recommend everybody, just, I guess the word of the day is love your neighbors and be kind and always show a cheerful face. You never know what somebody's going through. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over. Great day.